This is St. Louis Public Radio. Property values in North St. Louis have been declining for years due to vacant lots and high levels of crime. A state-funded program aims to improve neighborhoods in the area by demolishing vacant buildings. It's working with residents to install community gardens and other kinds of green spaces, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports, making sure residents benefit from the green spaces could be challenging.
Lonza Patrick moved into his home in Walnut Park East in 1967. Since then, he's seen white families move out in droves. His property's been vandalized countless times. Once, someone etched KKK into a tree next to his yard.
Ooh, man. Have I had experience?
I'm sitting at his living room table, surrounded by framed photos of his family. He and his neighbor, Al Wayne Hughes, are showing me photos of dilapidated houses, maps of Walnut Park East.
The ones with the red around them, those are green spaces, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're talking about putting flowers and what, fish ponds and stuff like that.
Patrick and Hughes are talking about the Green City Coalition. That's a collaboration between the Missouri Department of Conservation, the Missouri Botanical Garden, and several other St. Louis nonprofits. The coalition got funding from the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District to demolish 1,000 buildings this year. That work is happening in the Walnut Park East, Wells Goodfellow, and Baden neighborhoods. It's been doing workshops with residents to talk about the green spaces they want in their neighborhoods, like a solar panel installation or a community garden.
So that's what all these trees are back here. They're currently in bloom, thank God. But there's a bunch of, like,
at an urban farm called Good Life Growing in North St. Louis, James Forbes is giving a tour to girls who are part of the Throwing and Growing Foundation. That's a group that provides after-school programs at the defunct St. Matthew Lutheran School in Walnut Park East.
Hey, yeah, go ahead with that question.
What type of foods do you harvest again?
We have 64 different types of vegetables that we grow.
The idea is to show the girls what they could do with the vacant lots around the school. Sixth grader Lanaya McComb Jackson is pretty excited about having a garden.
Because then I don't have to pay for the food at the store, and it'll be a fun experience to grow something myself.
Research shows that greeny neighborhoods can raise property values, increase safety, and improve health. But residents like Alwyn Hughes would rather see homes rebuilt, and they're afraid of getting displaced.
We want something that's going to bring our property value up. And we don't want to get pushed out of this neighborhood, the people that's been here for 40 or 50 years.
Laura Ginn, project manager of the Green City Coalition, says that's why it's crucial to involve residents in planning green spaces.
We need residents at the table now having that conversation and making sure that when developers come, that there are tools in place that keep residents in their neighborhood.
Urban geographer Megan Heckert worked on similar efforts in Philadelphia. She says it can be challenging to figure out spaces that help the residents, but at the same time avoid the higher taxes and displacement.
You know, greening that helps to meet the needs of the community members, but not the big, really high-profile kinds of things that tend to really attract investment that might lead to gentrification.
On Wren Avenue in Walnut Park East, Lonza Patrick points out recent demolition work.
This is the street here where they're talking about putting all the green space.
Patrick walks up to a woman sitting on her porch. He tries to talk her into attending community meetings about the greening efforts.
Yeah. Do you participate in the green space meetings? I think it'd pay you if you would.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
For Patrick, the changes to his neighborhood matter because it's about what he's leaving behind for his children. Otherwise, he says the effort he's put into maintaining his home in the last 50-something years will have all been in vain. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.